My name is Brenda. I am a compulsive, addictive, obsessive person, abstinent one day at a time for many years. Let me give you a little background. I walked into my first meeting, my friend brought me. I had just lost 73 pounds in a weigh-in pay. And I was dying. I was eating again. I was dying. I was absolutely broken. And I asked her what she did. She looked fabulous. She said, I went to a meeting. I really can't explain it. But if you get a babysitter, I'll pick you up at 6:45 and take you with me. And I walked into my first meeting the Tuesday before Labor Day weekend, 39 years ago, and I never left. I sat in a room with 9 women in a very comfortable chair who told me I had an eating disorder and it wasn't my fault. But if I chose to remain and listen, I would have abstinence. I didn't know what abstinence meant. I didn't know what anything meant that night. When we left the meeting, I asked that person who I still am in contact with, would she be my sponsor? And she said, yes, you have to call me every morning, 7:45, and give me your food. I didn't know what she was talking about. We worked things out. We did. And there started a journey of a lot of hardship, a lot of abstinence, a lot of not abstinent. A very difficult journey, the first 20 years. I had been through the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous myriad of times, but I didn't really understand them. I didn't understand what abstinent meant. I didn't understand what living one day at a time meant. I didn't really understand anything. I didn't want you to know who I was. I didn't want you to know that I didn't understand. So I was very quiet. Eventually somebody approached me and said to me, you know, Brenda, you always say that you're a grateful compulsive overeater and everything is okay in your life. Is that really true? You have no problems, everything's okay. And I burst into tears. She became my sponsor. Eventually, she left the program, but I stayed. 19 years ago, I sat in my home meeting, which is an 11 o'clock Saturday meeting. And instead of thinking what I was going to say, I was listening. I was listening to the people who talked about the 12 steps and how they lived in the 12 steps and how they took the 12 steps and understood how they could give them the serenity that the Serenity Prayer talks about. Every Saturday at 11 o'clock, we would read How It Works. That's how we started our meeting. And I always thought that I was the one person in the room that couldn't get it. You all knew the secret, but I didn't. And I couldn't get it. But that Saturday was so different for me. I turned to the person sitting next to me, who I knew from the beginning of the program that I had stepped into. And I asked her to please, would she accept my food for the day? And she said, absolutely. She is still my sponsor. I call her every single day. I either call her or text her or email her. Whether I'm in the country or not, whether I'm on vacation or not. And through her, she worked the steps with me. And then we worked it through the new OA 12 and 12 purple workbook. I began to understand the steps. I admitted that I was powerless over food. And that food made my life unmanageable. But what I recognized very early on, that 19 years ago, that there was more to the step one than was actually written. Yes, I admitted I was powerless over food, but that's where it stopped. I then realized that I had to accept that I was powerless over that food. And then I had to accept an action. And that action is, one day at a time, I would learn to be abstinent. One day at a time, that's all I live in. And I continued on working the steps. I had a lot of problems with 6 and 7 because I still thought I was in charge and that I could remove my character defects. When she finally told me that I don't have to, that God removes them, that was another turning point in my life. And she gave me a wonderful book to read, Drop the Rock. It's written by two very famous AA people. And that changed my life too. It was easy for me to make amends. And every night I do a 10-step inventory. I live in 1, 2, 3, 11, and 12. That's how I live my life on a daily basis, one day at a time. I have had a tremendous weight loss. I have lost over 93 pounds, which I have maintained all of this time. My life is much different than when I first walked into my first room. I'm older. I'm wiser. I'm also a 24/7 caregiver to my husband, who has 3 incurable diseases, which makes my life very difficult. Up until January 27th, I was still working. I had to stop working January 27th. I gave my notice and I'm home now. And the reason I did that was because my husband was in rehab. I was home alone and I thought I was having a heart attack. You see, after losing 93 pounds, I started having problems with my body. Things would show up. I wasn't used to that. So it turned out that one of my major arteries was 95% clogged and I had a stent put in. They also found that my large aortic valve was dying. And that's exactly how I felt. I was dying and I would need an artificial valve, which I had replaced a month ago. So my life is different. My life is different that I have to take care of myself first. My sponsor taught me about self-care, which I never, ever in my life would ever admit that that was something I could do. But self-care means eating properly, living in the steps, living one day at a time, carrying the message, going to meetings, reading literature, which I do every single morning, praying to God, which I do every single morning and every single night, and sometimes all through the day. And I have made I'm sorry, just one second. Go back inside.
Brenda?
All right, go back inside.
I think the washer man is here.
Okay, I'll take care of it. I'm sorry. My husband, part of his is dementia. Just go back inside. I'm on a meeting. He doesn't understand yet what meetings mean to me. It's okay. Have to take a deep breath. Please go back inside. Please. So I have to tell you, every day is different. Every day is different, but one thing that isn't different is that I never leave this program. The most important thing is when I wake up in the morning, I thank God for another day. I then pray. I ask God not to hurt myself with food or with any of my character defects. I then call my sponsor. I commit my food. When I'm having breakfast, I read 4 meditation books. I'm on 3 loops. So I read what they have written. I also sponsor some people. And I read by my sponsors who have contacted me by text. And I answer them. And then I proceed to figure out what my day looks like, just my day. And I also have another heart condition, which is AFib. I have not been able to, before I was diagnosed with heart problems, I was very, very active, very, very active, especially for a woman my age. I will not tell you how old I am. You'll have to figure that out yourself. But I had to find a way to work this program on a daily basis and step back and figure out the one thing I could do for the day. After that, I couldn't do anything. As I said, I have AFib. I finished all of my tests this past week. I will go back into the hospital and see if they can cure the AFib, either by inserting a pacemaker or doing an ablation. Whatever the doctors decide to do, I will go along with it. But it's very funny, when I go to the hospital, I have always, always, as with my vacations, with my going to another country, remained abstinent. I never lose my abstinence. That is the most precious thing I have in this program on a daily basis. It's been so many years. I guess a lot of this heart condition has showed up because I used to carry a tremendous amount of weight on my chest and they couldn't see what was going on. And I'm also a diabetic. And so I used to go for a lot of heart tests, and they couldn't see. All they could see was all the fat I was carrying on top of my body. Well, that is gone. So I remain, through all of this past month, and with all that is to come, very serene. My doctors are wonderful, wonderful people who have kept me breathing on a daily basis, just as this program has kept me on a daily basis, living a life that I never thought I would ever have to live with. I have a tremendous amount of serenity. I have a tremendous amount of gratitude for all of you who take this journey with me, even though I've never met you, even though I might never ever meet you again, I know you are there. I know I'm not alone. My sponsor has been an incredible person in my life, who also was a 24/7 caregiver. Unfortunately, her husband died after 5 years. But she keeps me going on a daily basis. When she asks me, and when she picks up the phone, how are you? I tell her the truth. I tell her whether I'm having a good morning, whether I'm not having a good morning, whether my husband is driving me crazy. We talk about so many things. I trust her with my life, and she trusts me with her life. And I try to do the same thing with the people that I sponsor. I don't tell them what to eat.
Gentle reminder, Brenda, 5 minutes left.
Thank you very much. what I do is I support them. I will go through the steps with them. I will listen to them, but I won't tell them what to do. That's their decision about the food. Everybody's food plan is different. My food plan is different than my sponsor's. My food plan is different than both my sponsees. One of my sponsees eats food I would never eat in a million years, but it's her abstinence, and I respect that. So I would like to finish. Step 12 says, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to the compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. I have done a tremendous amount of service. Unfortunately, I had to give that service up because I couldn't stay away from my home, such as being an intergroup rep, being a Region 7 rep, being a World Service rep. I love being a World Service rep and meeting all of you people from all over the world. But how I do service today is I stay abstinent, I stay close to God, I sponsor, I go to meetings, I do 5 meetings a week, all Zoom. We don't have many face-to-face yet. And I sponsor and I speak at meetings. I am one of the speakers on the speaker list. I guess that's where you found me, whoever looks for speakers. And I'm so grateful. I just am so grateful. I never felt that way growing up. I never felt that way for many years in program until my sponsor would show me what I had to be grateful for. I had to be shown, and I was grateful. And so today, I live one day at a time with God's help in this marvelous program. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for listening.